This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
You're listening to Betting Weekly Formula One on the BetRivers Network.
Hello and welcome to the Betting Weekly Formula One show in association with BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. My name is Alex Vella, and joining me to look ahead to the action this week in Abu Dhabi is the motor racing correspondent for Reach PLC and the former F1 correspondent for the Racing Post, Neil Randon. How are you, mate?
Well, I'm very good, Alex. This is it. It's the last one of the season. The last hurrah.
That's devastating, isn't it, mate?
It is. It's gone so quickly. I mean, it's flown by, really, this season. I, well, as you get older, the years do go by a bit too quick, to be honest. But, you know, it's been interesting seasons. I wouldn't say it's not been the greatest season there's ever been. I think, you know, from a competition point of view, you know, Max has, you know, disappeared off into the distance. But, you know, compared to last year, which was just my most extraordinary season it's probably ever been.
Yeah,
it's hard to beat that, isn't it, really? But for all of that, and we've had some great races. I mean, the one we just had was an excellent one.
Well, mate, I think out of all the races this season, this last one could have been the spiciest out of all of them. It actually the last couple of weeks, I'm not going to lie, mate, it's been hard to get too excited about the race in terms of previewing it. Yeah, I know.
Yes.
It's always just the stuff and this, the stuff and that. But last week, it... It didn't even have to rain, mate, for it all
for
everything to go down. But yeah, Mercedes with a cracking weekend, a 1-2, which means, unfortunately, Hamilton didn't win. So we lost our winner's bet there, but we did get top two on him once again. We did mention with a lot of your bets last week that the rain had to be there basically until we bet them. Yeah. So we could ignore a lot of them, but I think overall, mate, it was very fun to see a different result for once. Yeah. What's your kind of breakdown of? I think that's the biggest question for me is what on earth happened to Red Bull? Because it wasn't like Verstappen went from first to second place. Like he wasn't really in it all weekend. How did you see it playing out, mate?
Well. It's a strange one, really. I mean, like I've said in previous races, you can't predict one week to the next who's going to do what half the time. But Verstappen, Red Bull, they were pretty low key all weekend, like you said. I think it was a little bit of altitude, I think, which altitude and attitude, shall we say, as it turned out. You know, which probably affected them because you know they Mercedes were quick in Mexico, but the problem they had in Brazil was tire degradation. They kept their tire; they couldn't keep their tires lasting well enough. Not sure why, just the configuration of the track probably, and they were a bit off it. And Mercedes were flying. I mean, but. You know, as I said last week, rain would affect the result if it came. And it came on Friday for qualifying, completely through qualifying up in the air. And Magnussen got pole position, which was extraordinary and so well-deserved because he just was always in the right place at the right time throughout that whole session. So a fair play to him. And the amazing thing was that George Russell binned the car in the final qualifying, got in the gravel. We thought, well, that's the end of his chances, but he still ended up third on the grid. You know, so it's all a bit, the rain came later on and it just meant that everyone else couldn't come up with a decent lap. So, and then, of course, we had the sprint, which, you just thought, Verstappen would win that, but, he didn't. And then he obviously... Sainz had to take his grid penalty, which was I thought was going to be a bit of a disaster for us. But as it turned out, he drove really well, so he won our matchup option. I think plus 195. I think we went for him to beat Leclerc in the race, and that worked. So that was good. But all the others, I mean, just everything went topsy turvy with, you know, drivers, you know, beating other. Our man Seb Vettel wanted him in the top 10, got beaten to 10th by the strongman, you know. So I was hoping they'd take it. Yeah, he just can't make it.
He never helps us out, does he, the strongman?
No, he's always there to be an issue. What else? Just trying to think. Yeah, and then so. Yeah, that top 10 didn't work, unfortunately, because Seb couldn't get you know, place above the strong man. But, you know, as the season's been going on, it's getting harder to come up with you know, a good pick, because it's so unpredictable at the moment. But last week we went for some quite bold, brash picks. Which may be a little bit over the top here and there, but maybe we will be a little bit more circumspect this week, I think, because we're back to a track that is going to be more suitable to the Red Bulls than the Brazil and maybe Mexico, where even though they've won there. But like I said, it was a spicy race, what happened with Verstappen.
Yeah, well, I will go through the odds soon, but they've certainly reacted to what happened last week. How do you react to what happened to Red Bull over the weekend? Do you think Mercedes are suddenly back and potentially the best team on the grid heading into the last weekend? Or do you think that, yeah, something about Brazil that Red Bull didn't cope with and that they've still, you know, in Max, easily have the fastest car on the track?
I think it's the latter. I think it track suited Mercedes last week and didn't suit to Red Bull. I think they'd be more evenly matched this week. And yeah, just what the interesting thing will be what happens with Verstappen and Sergio Perez, because obviously Max decided not to give the place back for Perez to get that extra couple of points, and so he and Leclerc are level on points going into this final race, which, yeah, it's going to be a problem for Sergio, because he you know, Max said he was going to help him out this week if he gets the opportunity to, but I don't actually think he'll get the opportunity to, because I just don't think Sergio's going to be close enough for Max to hand over a position. I just think that ship has sailed, you know, and it's a desperate shame, really. He come up with some sorts of ideas why it happened, but, you know, Monaco blocking and crashing at the end of the qualifying stopped him getting his whole lap in. But it all very odd. It was all very odd, that.
Yeah. Do you think that even though, you know, it was a different track for Max, you know, more of a twisty kind of track? I'm trying to think back to, I feel like we had a similar racetrack to Brazil a couple of weeks ago, and I'm not sure if Verstappen did as poorly as he did in this one. So I am wondering whether, you know, this, you know, is there something wrong with the Red Bull car? I mean, they were so far behind. Like, normally, even though it wasn't a track that exactly suited them as much as possible, like, I don't remember them going as poorly as they did on the weekend.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was just the fact that for some reason the tyres were wearing out really, really quickly. Mm-hmm. And that was causing a bit of a problem. They didn't, of course, with Verstappen, he crashed into Lewis Hamilton again on that first corner. Yeah. He admitted afterwards, he said, Lewis didn't give him enough room, so we were going to crash. So he was going to crash come what may. He wasn't going to move over, which is a bit daft, really. So he had to come in, use nose cone. That took ages to put on. Then he got a 5-second penalty and a bit of a delayed pit stop. So he was well out of the game by then. The fact he finished fifth in the end, sixth or whatever it was. It was a fair run back. But it was one of those races where nothing went right for them, really, which is good for us because we don't want them being perfect every weekend.
No, for sure. And I mean, it'll be interesting to see how he reacts this weekend, because he's probably the most unpopular man in the on the grid at the moment. Not only, you know, obviously the fans especially, they're obviously very frustrated by all the things that he did over the weekend. So it'll be interesting to see if he becomes potentially over emotional and think like, you know, I'll show you all how good I am, and that, you know, everyone knows he's the best on the grid at the moment. But it'll be interesting if, you know, potentially the emotions get to him a little bit, and he, you know, he gets, you know, too emotional and makes a mistake. So, yeah, that'll be interesting to keep a look at this weekend, mate. But we'll have a look at the odds, mate, before we get started. We've got for just the race, we've got Verstappen at +130. So he has, you know, from memory, he's been closer to that -200 mark for most of these races the last couple of weeks. So he's certainly come well and truly back in the market. Hamilton, lowest odds we've seen on him since the start of the season, +225. George Russell, same thing, +375. Leclerc and Perez and Sainz have really taken a drift here, especially Leclerc. He's been around +400, 500 the whole season. He's all the way out to +1,000 for this race. So very, whether it's right or wrong, very reactionary to the last race, mate. But before we get into that, do you want to, take me through Abu Dhabi? What kind of track we've got here, and we know that it definitely has suited Hamilton and Verstappen in the past, as has been quite an interesting end of the season last year. But talk us through Abu Dhabi, mate.
Right, well, it's going to be a 58 lap race, 16 corners. It's 5.28 kilometers in length, which is about 3.28 miles in old money. Go anti-clockwise like it did in Brazil. So one of eight races on the calendar where they go anti-clockwise. And there's two DRS zones, one of which is sort of after the home straight. The home straight, I think, is one of them. And there's another really long straight. It's 1.2 kilometres long. And it is the place for cars to overtake. So there's loads of opportunities to overtake on these two straights. It's a mixture of fast and slow corners. There's a particularly testy, difficult, challenging bit between turns 10 and 12, which are technically very, very difficult because there's a lot of sort of lateral load in the car when you're trying to brake hard, and that can unbalance the car. And they've been racing this since 2009, I think it was the first one time they went to Abu Dhabi. And in that time, of the drivers who are currently still racing, Lewis Hamilton's won it five times. Sebastian Vettel's won it three times. Max Verstappen twice and Bottas once. So, but he likes the track, Lewis. He does, for sure. The track is smooth as well, which will suit the Mercedes. I'm just a bit concerned, though, that it's going to suit Red Bull as well. And they went well there last year. I know Lewis was superb last year until it all went horribly wrong for him through no fault of his own. So that's basically it. That's the track for him. It's going to be interesting. You're not going to get a shock result like you did in qualifying, for example, last week. It's going to be between the big six, that's for sure.
Okay, mate. So how do you interpret the odds? And it's the biggest odds we've seen on Verstappen forever, and the same with Leclerc, and this is the shortest odds we've seen on the Mercedes drivers basically since the start of the season. So this is fun, mate. Something different to look at. So how are you interpreting it all?
Yeah, I know. It's it's interesting because I've not been so many lines to look through on the BetRivers site so far this, you know, it's early in the week, I suppose. But maybe also they were put off by me going for Latifi to finish in the top 10 and things like that last week. So they tried to restrain my enthusiasm for some ridiculously long picks, which I can trust you, I will not be doing this week. But yeah, it's interesting because I've seen elsewhere, compared with qualifying, for example, Verstappen, in both the race and for qualifying, is going to be plus money. He's plus money for the first time, like you said, in I don't know how many races, probably for the last few months. I can't remember the last time, before a race, that Verstappen was +130. And so you're going to be very hard pressed to find a better value pick than Verstappen at that price. It's interesting as well, because like you say, Leclerc, +1,000 for the race. Yeah, if you probably find in qualifying, you'll probably get around about +165, +155 for him to finish on pole. He'll be second favourite to get pole. And yet here he is right out at the 10-1 for the race itself. And I find that quite curious. I think it's, again, because Ferrari's race pace in the last few races has been not that great, apart from, you know, Carlos Sainz last week was good. And yet Carlos Sainz is +1,400 for the race. And plus, yeah, he'll be about, he'll be more than +500 for qualifying, you know. And so that I find is, you know, strange, because I think I'll be right in saying that Carlos has out-qualified Charles in the last four races. And so why you'd have them that way round, particularly, I know Charles is going for this second place with Perez, which I think he'll get. I don't think Sergio's going to have enough ammunition to beat Charles, but I just don't think he will. But I have to go with Max. I know it sounds really boring, but I have to go for Max to win this at +130. It's the first time I'd say you can't ignore plus money for Max Verstappen. It's just extraordinary. And then compare it with Lewis at +225. You know, you start to think, well, it's nice when he's +700 to go with these wins, because you think he's, you know, he can pull one out of the bag, but you're actually expecting him to almost win those sort of prices. And I just don't think he'll have enough, which would be a great shame. It'd be the first time, if he doesn't win, it'd be the first time in his career he hasn't won a Grand Prix for the entire season. And then George Russell's +375, yeah, for the race. But he did superbly well. I mean, it's not, I tend to dismiss George a little bit and keep going for Lewis all the time, but George has been sublime. I mean, he was brilliant. I totally and utterly deserved to win that race, without question. He won the sprint and he won that race. Cool, he was cool as a cucumber throughout the whole event. Totally in control. Perfect. I mean, obviously, Lewis would have been closer if he hadn't had that altercation with Verstappen early on, which dropped him right down the order and had to climb all the way back up, to do five or six passing moves to get back anywhere near. And he was, you know, he wasn't far away at the end, obviously, after the pace car came out, but safety car came out. But no, I'm going to go for Max to win it. I think he'll, like you said earlier on, I think he'll be going to try and stamp his authority on this race after what happened in Brazil. And I think that's what he'll do.
Yeah, and you wonder whether they'll have in the back of their head last year's Abu Dhabi race to finish the season. You know, everyone very much puts that down to Max getting all the luck in the world. So, interesting to see how that all plays out. It would be somewhat poetic if Hamilton did get his first win of the season back at Abu Dhabi. But there's certainly some storylines coming to this. But I wanted to add on to this too, that if you wind the clock back about 6 or 7 weeks when we were in Singapore, and Max had a shocker there, finished seventh. Mm. The week after, or the 3 weeks after, Japan, US, Mexican Grand Prix, he won every single race. So
the bounce back factor, isn't it?
Well, yeah, you could say that, but you could also say that he's just the classiest driver on the grid and that, okay, he got in a very wrong one race, but, you know, he's then gone and, like, he has the whole set. I don't know how many wins he's got now, what he's up to, but
14 is now. 14, after number 15 this week.
And it's a style of track that he's won on this, basically this whole season, like, you know, 90% of the time probably. So, it's hard to ignore that plus money on Verstappen. Anything in the practice qualifying that you're liking at the moment, mate?
Well, I couldn't find many. I mean, I haven't seen any lines for qualifying. Didn't see any. I only saw race stuff for the race. But assuming that those lines will come up in the next day or so, or even tonight. Qualifying, I mean, obviously Max is going to be probably plus money again. But it might be worth going for one of the Ferraris, perhaps to maybe take, you know, stick it on pole, because they can. And Carlos again, plus he'll be around, if you can get around plus 600, 550, 600 for Carlos Sainz to take pole, I would take that, I think. Like I said, I think he's out qualified Charles last few races. And if for whatever reason, maybe the Red Bulls aren't quite as hot on a single lap, you know, Carlos may get there. Because I mean, then you see, look, Perez down there, he'll be in the plus thousands to qualifying. I just can't see, as a number two driver like Carlos is supposed to be, he's not as close to his teammate as Carlos is to Charles. So, yeah, I think that might be the line for qualifying, I think.
Okay, mate. Good stuff. And moving on to our top six, top tens. You always like to have a little flutter here, mate. Anything that's taking your eye? You're going back to Seb Vettel for one last ride?
I may do, I think. Top tens. Depends again on what he's going to be a little bit shorter, I think, now, Seb. I think Bet Rivers have cottoned on the fact that he's almost guaranteed a top 10 near or thereabouts. So he's going to be probably minus money for a top 10. But there's one I quite like, actually. Who's one driver probably we've never mentioned, hardly. so it's nice to bring someone else into the mix. And that is Yuki Tsunoda.
Yes.
I fancy Yuki Tsunoda for a top 10, which he doesn't do very often, but he's had a few, about three, I think, this season. But last year, he finished, I think he was fourth. Was he fourth or something? I think he had a cracking race last year anyway. And and so he's going to be probably around plus 300. He's also going to be probably about plus 800 to be, I think he is actually, to be the first car to retire. He's plus eight, he's favourite to be the first car to not finish. But I think he'll get a top 10. So I'm going to go for that. I'm going to go for Yuki Tsunoda for a top 10. I just think he likes the track. And I think he's not had the greatest of seasons, admittedly. Gasly's been pretty much, he's got the better of him most of the time. But I think this may be the one time he could creep in there. He probably will need it as well. Just, I think, as well as they go to the end of the season, you know, they'll be pulling out all the stops. So yeah, we'll go for Yuki as a decent pick for top 10. Top six, tough that one. Tough to get a top six because those top three teams are going to take a lot of beating. The only one I think who could creep in there would be Lando Norris. He's always has the most potential to take a top 10.
Fernando Alonso's last race, mate.
What for? Well, not for the ever, but I mean the last race he goes through Aston Martin next year. I mean he's always there, guns blazing, isn't he? He's always a possibility. Yeah, I quite like that. I'll let you have that one as a top six. Go for it. Yeah, because he'll be feisty. He won't care what happens to Esteban Ocon, you know, his teammate. He won't be letting him through for any reason. So, because it's the last race, he won't have to talk to each other after that. So, you know, that could be an option, yeah. So we'll have top sixes, maybe Norris and Fernando Alonso. Top three, I'm going to go for Leclerc here. I think he's about plus 130, I think, for top three, you see, I think.
Is that Leclerc? If you just give me 2 seconds, I can get that up. Yeah, you'll be able to get it's plus 130 at Bet Rivers.
Yeah, I think he'll get a podium, Leclerc, because I don't fancy Perez to get one. One of the two Mercedes will probably be on there. Could be either. It's just very difficult. It's difficult to sort of choose between the two at the moment. But yeah, I just see Leclerc as a creeping in there as a top three, and that will then obviously probably give him the the second place in the championship, and that will cause even more rows at Red Bull. But yeah, so but I think he might just manage that. Again, he's another one that likes, he goes well around Abu Dhabi, and his track that seems to suit his driving style. So yeah, that would be a definite option. And then obviously there's matchups. The only matchup, I haven't really seen it again in your minds, but if I would look at Yuki Tsunoda again to beat Gasly, if you can get around plus 175.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I take that. I think, and again, you know, they can finish 16th and 17th. Doesn't matter where they are in the race, as long as one is in front of the other. So, yeah, I would. Yeah, I would go with Yuki again, I think. So, yeah, I thought that would be a nice little pick, I think.
And there's also a matchup here on Bet Rivers between Leclerc and Perez as they, you know, battle it out for second place in the championship. You've got Leclerc minus 118, Perez minus 106. Are you thinking that, looking at this, I'm thinking potentially Leclerc should be a little bit more of a favourite than is at minus 118. Yeah. Any thoughts of that on that?
Yeah, I agree with that. Yeah, I think, yeah, he should be more of a favourite. I would have thought, I think he would. I suppose they're thinking, well, you know, Red Bull, probably a quicker car than the Ferrari at the moment. But then
they've been quick for a very long time. It sounds like Red Bull have had the quicker car than Ferrari for a long time, and Perez has never.
Not at Brazil.
I mean, it'd be interesting to see, go back and look at historical results of how Leclerc and Perez have performed against each other. But I would say, off the top of my head, Leclerc's probably beat him more times than over this season, at least.
Yeah, that's an interesting. Yeah, so that would have been a good. Wish I'd looked at that. that'd be interesting. You'd think.
Well, Perez seems to either win or come like fifth or sixth. Oh,
yeah.
So
that's exactly. He's not. Yeah, he can have some very quiet races where he disappears, just in the same way that has to be said. Leclerc has done the last couple races. It wasn't great at Brazil. But Sainz obviously had the fresher engine because they put a new engine in there, and that obviously helped his cause. But he looked racier. I suppose it didn't help the club that he got punted off as well at one stage and had to, you know, go in and get a new part for bits of his car. But I thought Carlos will finish, you know, Carlos in qualifying would be just, he's always good on the lap, on one lap, I think. I think so. But I'm going to go for Leclerc, like I said, so completely turned turtle. I'm going to go for Leclerc as a top three.
All right, awesome, mate. Plenty of fat to chew on there, as always. Any of the out of all the bets, mate? Out of all the fat, what's your favourite?
That's got to be Verstappen, 1+130 to win, I think. That and Yuki Tsunoda to beat Gasly at around 175. I think those are the two best ones. Like I would say we're not talking huge odds, not big prices, but those are the two strongest ones, I think.
All right. Good stuff, mate. If this is your first time on the YouTube channel here at the Bet Rivers Network, please make sure you subscribe to get alerted to all the great content. Should be a lot of stuff around the World Cup coming up. So if you're into your football, then go and check that out on the network. If you're on Twitter, please make sure you follow Neil on Twitter at @nrandonfactor and myself at @AlexVella_. I'm sure Neil will be active on the at Because We Win Twitter channel too throughout the race weekend. But that does us, mate. That does us for the season. Thanks very much for your contribution, and myself too, of course. Hopefully we'll be back next year. We'll get the call up. But thanks for all the listeners for tuning in every week. And yeah, I hope you all enjoyed it very much. Any final parting words to the audience, mate?
No, I'll just again say thank you very much if you have been watching, and I hope it's been informative and helpful to your Grand Prix weekends, and hopefully we will be back, like say, next March for the new season, which should be, I think, a good one, because I think it'll all be much closer. And finally, because it's only a few weeks to go, a happy Christmas to everyone.
Oh, there you go, mate. Good stuff. All right, we'll catch you all soon. Thank you very much.
Take care, everyone. Bye bye.
Thanks for listening to Betting Weekly Formula One on the BetRivers Network.